And now, a lesbian love story turned into a film by a South Korean director based on a best-selling novel set in Victorian London. It's called The Handmaiden, and Neda Ulubi is going to tell us more about it. This gothic drama brims with double crossings, a secret library, a sinister uncle, and a woman wrongly stashed in an insane asylum.
Let me go! Let me go!
The book, Fingersmith, is incredibly popular here in the U.S. and in Britain, where it's been adapted into a movie, a play, and a BBC television series.
How's the Fingersmith? Safe.
Ultimately, it's a romance between a female pickpocket and a wealthy young woman she was hired to dupe.
You're going to become her friend. Persuade her to trust me. To run away and marry me.
Marry me?
A fingersmith with a heart of gold.
As he read the book, director Park Chang-wook began to imagine it set during Japan's occupation of Korea.
Not too far into the book, I came across this scene.
A tender moment between the pickpocket posing as a maid, helping her mistress with a hurt tooth.
It felt very sensual, and this marks the moment when these two people have started to fall in love.
Park Chan-wook is not exactly known for romance. His most popular movie in the West is Old Boy from 2003, about a man held captive for years and his eventual bloody revenge. But the director sees parallels to Fingersmith.
It is still a story about an individual who is fighting against what is handed by fate.
Adapting a thriller by a British lesbian novelist, says Park, was actually a delightful change of pace.
Maybe it's to do with the fact that as I get older and spend more time with my wife and my daughter, I feel myself becoming more mature and more fascinated and drawn to feminine values.
For her part, novelist Sarah Waters remembers how she felt when she learned that a leading South Korean director wanted to adapt her novel.
Well, kind of surprise.
But Waters thought the adaptation made sense. The violence in Park's earlier movies resonated with the Victorian novels of sensation that inspired her, like The Woman in White and some books by Charles Dickens.
Actually, they are very violent, those novels. There's a sort of there's often an actual but physical violence in them, but there's often the violence of a society that's very divided on class terms, on the big gulf between rich and poor, with some people living kind of desperate lives.
And Waters says she's pleased that the movie The Handmaiden retains its feminism. Some male directors in recent years have gotten flack for their representations of lesbian stories, like Blue is the Warmest Color. But this director wrote the screenplay with a longtime female collaborator and says he screened it for feminist friends before releasing it into the world. Director Park Chan-wook says he really wanted to stay true to Sarah Waters' original vision.
If I follow the path that she has laid out for me, I could not go wrong.
Neda Ulubi, NPR News.